Where'd he go?
I don't know. Take a seat.
Oh, the Kaddish after the learning.
Okay, yesterday we learned about the bracha and candle lighting. You cover your eyes, the reason for that, and so on. Now, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, we mentioned already, is both on the men and the women, meaning it's on the house. The house needs Shabbos candles. But the women are there more because they're more in the house. So like we learned, she extinguished the candles of the other Marishim by causing him to sin. Nevertheless, it says in Halacha that the husband should still participate in the preparation of the candles. In other words, he should either melt them in or set them up. That the woman, and it says in Halacha, he should really light the candles. This is Friday afternoon or whenever. Light the candles and blow them out, because then the candles are easier to light when it's a pre-lit flame already, a wick already. So ideally, the husband should be involved in it. But again, if the wife is not there, then the husband has to light Shabbos candles. Or it says in Halacha, that what happens if the woman is not ready yet to light and is getting late? So Shulchan Aruch says, the man should just go ahead and light the candles and not care about his wife screaming. Because the candles have to be lit in the proper time. It's also customary that before the woman lights Shabbos candles, she washes herself and preferably davens mincha first. Because once she lights candles, it becomes Shabbos. And it's a questionable unless she makes a condition. So, unless she makes a condition. Okay, now there's a very interesting... What? Candlelight, this is a very big problem in the recent generation. Okay. Candle lighting, by the way, this that we light candles 18 minutes before Lichtbenchen is basically the American custom for many, many years. No, 18 minutes before, what did I say? Shkia, before sunset. Yeah. For instance, in Yerushalayim, they light candles 40 minutes before sundown. Not 18, 40. Certain places it's 24, certain places they were like 22. Generally speaking, in America, the tradition became that you light candles 18 minutes before mincha, before sundown. And therefore, women have to know that is the time you need to light the candles, not to push it off. How? There's no amount. Late is within the 18 minutes already is late. You know how many times, countless times that women thought candle lighting was a certain time, and candle lighting time was really earlier than she thought it was. And then by the time she woke up to light candles, she realized it's already after sundown, and she wouldn't be allowed to light candles. So how late is it? It says if it's coming close to the Zman, you have to. Women should know they don't have the 18 minutes. The 18 minutes is only in a case of emergency. Or for a man, he's not accepting Shabbos until sundown, which is 18 minutes after Shkia. One of the reasons why, by the way, they picked the number 18, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Tosis Shabbos, to add on to Shabbos. So the number 18 basically is the amount of time it walks to go a mil. Like we learned, it's called the Persian mile in English. A mil is 2,000 damas, and you know, average, according to... It's most of the time considered like 18 minutes. The Alter Rebbe really in Hilchos Pesach Paskins is 24 minutes, but the Chumre, the good things, you go 18 minutes. So that's a measured time in Halacha. So therefore, they're like 18 minutes to bring in Shabbos in the amount of 18 minutes. Now, what happens, the very interesting Halacha, what happens, let's say, to make it easier, Lichbench was supposed to be 4:12. And therefore, 18 minutes later is 4:30, let's say, okay? So 4:30 is the deadline for lighting candles. What happens, for whatever reason it is, the woman wasn't able to light candles by 4:30, and the husband didn't light candles by 4:30. What do you do? So it says between what's called Bein Hashmoshes, between sundown and nightfall, let's figure roughly half an hour, you're allowed to call in a goy, and a guy can light one candle only, and then the woman can make a bracha. Why? Because asking a guy to do melacha for you is only rabbinic, and for the sake of a mitzvah, so therefore the chacham, because of the mitzvah, were lenient until only ben hashmashes, because it's a doubtful day or night. Once night comes, let's say 5 o'clock is nightfall, then you can't call in a guy and have him light a candle. It's too late already. And then she missed it. But between 4:30 and 5, let's say for argument's sake, you can call in a guy, but only to light one candle. So the Alter Rebbe says, why one candle? It's very simple. Because we learned the mitzvah is one candle. Everything else is additional. Husband and wife, this, 500. So, but the mitzvah Shabbos candles is one candle. You light one candle, you did the mitzvah. So therefore, the Chacham only permitted to ask the guy to do the minimal amount of the mitzvah, not more than that. So then the din is, if it's after Shkia and nobody lit for the next half an hour, so you can call in the guy, light one candle, and then the woman makes the bracha. Yes, sir.
The thing I heard, if a woman misses lit, she adds on, maybe that's for a different time, but you mentioned the husband being injured, it's permitted. Is that under the same category? Like if a woman is running late, I don't know, she's stuck. The man lights, does that count for her the missed week?
Yeah, the din is like this. A woman who forgets to light Shabbos candles halachically has to add another candle for the rest of her life.
Forgets or doesn't?
Forgets. Now, doesn't, negligence is like forgetting. Like if a woman had an emergency situation, they were stuck on the road or whatever, you know, something like she's in the hospital, whatever the situation is. And it's an emergency situation, then she doesn't have to continue lighting an extra candle. Some poskim write, you don't have to light an extra candle, you have to light one candle bigger than the normal size of the candles. But the meaning of Shulchan Aruch simply is that you have to add another candle. That's if a woman forgot to bench licht. And basically, so to speak, a rectification of what she didn't light. And I'll tell you, when this happens a lot, it's unbelievable. Simchas Torah night, not Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres, you're before Yom Tov, you bench licht. Simchas Torah, people are in shul. Women come to shul. You can't light anyway until later. Okay? What happens is then, they come home after kafis, it's late at night, and everybody goes straight to sleep, and they push into the woman, forgets to bench licht. So it's a very big problem.
Is this applicable Yom Tov? I thought it was just Shabbos.
No, many poskim hold Shabbos, Yom Tov also. And again, so what's the difference between Shabbos candles and Yom Tov candles? They're both equally important. So, no, if a woman forgets, but only if she forgets, not if she was, unforeseen situation.
Would you say that?
But one second, to answer your question. But if a woman is running late and the husband ben shlich, that's fine, because, again, the mitzvah is on the house. She should be the one doing it, but the house had candles.
So even though she forgot and the husband jumped in and saved her, she doesn't...
Yeah, the husband saved her life. Can you imagine?
So the question is, would you say that the busha of carrying an extra lift the rest of your life could be so grave that a woman would say, listen, I don't want to do an extra lift. I'm sorry, I forgot, I got it. Not a good thing.
She doesn't. I mean, you know, but the halach is she has to. Now she could do something else. Let's say if she's going to be having more kids, let's say. And let's say their custom is that they add a candle for every kid. So she can make a condition that when I light the candle for the next kid, that extra candle is really for this also, whatever.
Can she pay or do tshuva?
Can she do tshuva? You could always do tshuva.
But the husband doesn't light
It's up to him. He could light the mount. Many women have a custom, by the way, when they go away from the home, wherever, they only light two candles. It's not a problem because the amount, in other words, like this, normally, halachically, you're not allowed to deduct the amount of candles. If you always light five, you have to light five. But that's only in the house. Because the way halacha says it, women really never accepted it. That when they're lighting five, they will always light five. In the house, they'll light five. If they're in a place where they can only light two, they'll light two. And I'll predict if they only have one candle, you light one candle and you did the mitzvah. You make a bracha and you did the mitzvah.
How about for the 18 minutes? Not two to make that as a rule, but as an emergency, if you're 18, can you rely for the 24 minutes? Let's say you're driving. Can you say, well, I'm going to make it before 24?
No. Once sundown hits, that's it. The question is 24 minutes before sundown or 18 minutes before sundown. Once sundown comes, you can't light. Can you call an agai and light one candle?
I know, but for men that are going based on that.
No, men after sundown, you're not allowed to light.
How much is that between shkia and sundown?
No, shkia is sundown.
Shkia
and sunset. Yeah, sunset, sundown, shkia is the...
No, I don't know.
You mean nightfall?
Nightfall,
say sekochavim. I have to figure LA these days a half an hour. But it's a big problem, you know. They have you encourage non-religious women also to light Shabbos candles, right? But a lot of times, like these days, 4:30, many of them are at work. So now you're going to tell them to light Shabbos candles at work? You can't. Because, and not only that, according to Allah, and the Rebbe emphasized this many times in the brochures when they're giving out about lighting candles, that you have to make sure. Some people think, okay, you know, they're going to light Shabbos candles, but when they come home from work, 6 o'clock, they'll light Shabbos candles when Shabbos begins at 4:30. So they have to be told, halachically, you're not allowed to light candles then. Not only you're not honoring Shabbos, you're desecrating Shabbos by lighting the candles after Shkia.
It's halacha. My daughter's actually turning 3 this Shabbos, so it's intriguing. This halacha for a child as well?
No.
Mitzvah,
no.
Only after marriage.
Pashas after marriage.
But they also could be signed on a future child's candle.
No, but I'm saying single girls light one.
No,
what happens if a single girl forgot 1 week? Personally, I don't think they should light another candle.
Only for marriage.
Because they're doing it for chinuch. It's not because of the obligation of the mitzvah. The Rebbe said they need to have the chinuch, the education of it, bringing another light into the world. And the Rebbe was emphatic that girls should only light one, not two, like we said in the college campuses, they're lighting two. So even if a single girl forgot, she shouldn't add another
candle. What happens? Can the single girl take the place of the mother, like the husband's taking the place of the mother? So she can't make it on time?
Should the girl just go ahead and light?
Can she light?
She could. She could.
Anybody bar bas mitzvah in the house, no?
Huh?
But
pashas, anybody bar bas mitzvah in the house? Yeah. What's the problem lighting at work? You have the candles in front of you and desecrating Shabbos.
No, I mean, they're not going to work until Shkia. I mean, they're going to end up doing a halacha no matter what.
I understand, but just think about it. The woman will light candles, let's say Shkia is 4:30, let's make it easier, 20 minutes, yeah? Shkia is 4:30, and she'll light candles at 4:10 in her office.
Okay,
so that's 20 minutes. That normally she wouldn't have been considered desecrating Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Now she, because she benched her, she's desecrating Shabbos.
So you tell them not to work for just 20 minutes? I mean, no, you end up doing the mitzvah.
It's not so simple. It's not so simple. Huh?
That's the surplus that you're worried about, the extra 20 minutes.
Let me ask you another question. We keep Shabbos, yeah? When does Shabbos end?
An hour later.
An hour after Lichbench, right? Let's say this week, 4:30, let's say 5:30 Shabbos is over. Yeah. Now, if we don't say Baruch HaMavdil, or we don't make Avdallah, or we don't say Atoch HaNamtalu, how much longer does Shabbos go on for?
Tuesday,
right? It goes on. If you daven Maariv 2 hours later, you're in the middle of Fabrengen, right? You daven Maariv 2 hours later into Saturday. When does Shabbos end for you? 2 hours later, unless you say Baruch HaMavdil. Yeah. Now, a person that not religious. When does Shabbos end for them? What do I mean, when does Shabbos end? Okay? They never said Baruch HaMavdil. They never made Havdalah. Let's say Shabbos is over 5:30. Can I ask at 7:30 in the evening, can I ask a non-religious dude to do Malacha for me Saturday night? Huh? He never finished Shabbos.
So he's very religious.
No, I'm serious. Think about this. What do you mean never started? Shabbos is automatic, whether you like it or not. Shabbos comes. Yeah? Now when Shabbos ends, halachically, in order to be able to do melacha, you have to make havdalah, either Baruch HaMavdol, Atach and Antano, or havdalah over a cup of wine. Until then, it's still Shabbos, right? Now, a person that's not religious, think about it. Yeah, halacha doesn't talk about this, but it's very interesting. I don't know, why not? But when does Shabbos end for them? In other words, can I ask if Shabbos ends 5:30? Can 6 o'clock, can I call a non-religious person and talk to him? Can I have him come to my house from Lava Malka? Is that considered, well, is it still Shabbos by him? So simply, I imagine, again, maybe it says, I never saw it, I looked, I never saw it. But Pashtis, this that you need to make Havdalah is when you accepted Shabbos. When I accepted Shabbos, so I have to unaccept Shabbos. If you never accepted Shabbos...
There are people that come to Shul Friday night.
Huh?
There are people that come to Shul Friday night and accept Shabbos.
I know, and they daven, okay? And many women will light candles Friday night, and then they'll desecrate Shabbos. But because... So let me ask you a question. So how can you speak to a non-religious person Saturday night on the phone or invite him to deliver pizza for you? Or what? Oh, so you're saying Shabbos stays for the week? Through Tuesday, if anything.
Tuesday you can make Abdullah, but Sunday morning is not Shabbos. If someone wakes up Sunday morning,
you couldn't fill up. Anyone that's not from shouldn't accept Shabbos because...
Not a question of accepting Shabbos. I'm saying, when does Shabbos end for a person that doesn't keep Shabbos? That's my question. When does Shabbos end for a Jew who doesn't keep Shabbos? What relevant is this to me and you? Can I ask a Jew Saturday night who's not from to do something for me, malacha?
Why is it limited to Saturday
with everyone
night?
Else,
Sunday,
Monday,
I'm okay, you're right, but I may think Saturday night, can I ask? Obviously you're allowed to because everybody does it.
If Shabbos starts no matter what, why can't we say it ends no matter what?
That's what I'm saying. But normally, but what's the vart? If I'm religious and I'm keeping Shabbos, then for me to finish Shabbos, I need to say Baruch HaMavdol.
But you're not.
We don't go around Saturday. There's no mitzvah going around Saturday night to people say Baruch HaMavdol, say Baruch HaMavdol, say Baruch HaMavdol. We don't do that.
Maybe the opinion is that just like Shabbos, as Kedushas Shabbos is automatic, Shabbos therefore Shabbos is upon the person regardless of whether they...
Correct. And therefore, that's what I'm saying. No. If Shabbos is over 5:30, yeah, and I'm still going in Shabbos, yes, and I do a melacha at 6 o'clock, I'm a chalo Shabbos deraisa. Yeah, it's still Shabbos by me. The only thing, the Alter Rebbe has a kuntus achren. The Alter Rebbe, why not? It's still Shabbos. But there's a din, the Alter Rebbe writes, there's a kuntus achren in Hilchos Shabbos. The Alter Rebbe writes that in Tesis Shabbos, the Alter Rebbe likes it. I'll give you a simple example. A woman lights Shabbos candles 18 minutes before Shkia, yeah? This is common practice. The woman lights candles 18 minutes before Shkia, and then she realizes there's something on the fire. Can she ask her husband to close it?
Yeah.
No. She's not allowed to do it. How can she have a shliach do it for her? She did. The guy doesn't also accept Shabbos. How can you can't ask? So the Alter Rebbe says the reason is because when you do taste of Shabbos, either beginning or end, you only accepted those things that you're not allowed to do. But to ask somebody else to do it, you never accepted. That's all the Alter Rebbe said. The vart is you never accepted taste of Shabbos about asking somebody else to do a malacha, but not for yourself doing. I'm not so sure. I'm pretty sure that if you do a malacha 6 o'clock, and because you didn't daven Maariv yet, it's probably Minatayra. I think so. Show me differently.